AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is a very important day for us.
The House has agreed to transfer to the Senate two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the team that will be involved in the Senate impeachment trial.
The emphasis is on litigators. The emphasis is on comfort level in the courtroom. The emphasis is making the strongest possible case to protect and defend our Constitution, to seek the truth for the American people.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy notes President Trump was impeached in the House 1 month ago.
Even the Speaker's allies admit the delays undermined their case. Some have gone as far as describing it as a failed strategy. These are those who are closest to her.
Proceedings in the Senate will start tomorrow, with the actual impeachment trial starting next week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says none of this has to do with Ukraine and Joe Biden.
This is not about the nuances of foreign assistance to Eastern Europe. This has been naked partisanship all along.
President Trump complained again of a hoax, even as new details emerge about his efforts involving Rudy Giuliani in Ukraine. President Trump and an aide from China signed phase one of a trade deal today in Washington.
Far beyond even this deal, it's going to lead to an even stronger world peace. We now have a big investment in each other and in getting along with each other.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is not impressed with phase one.
It was a political impeachment. They have said he is impeached.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced that he is declaring a state of emergency over threats of armed militia groups storming the Capitol ahead of a gun rights rally scheduled for Richmond, Virginia next week. On Wall Street, that trade deal helped boost stocks today. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 96 points. This is AP News. Does a naked body belong on Facebook?
Nude photos account for the bulk of posts that Facebook takes down, and some are not happy. Artists, activists, sex educators, and abuse survivors say the social network is unfairly censoring their work, suspending them in what they call Facebook jail. Of course, child exploitation and non-consensual images don't belong on social networks, and Facebook employs thousands of people and artificial intelligence to sort through naked posts. The company says it's constantly retooling its policies on nudity to account for nuances around gender identity, political speech, and self-expression, but admits it's challenging. I'm Julie Walker.
Spacewalking astronauts had to make do with fewer lights and camera views from one helmet.
I'm going to get a BRT down here. I'm going to need some more stability to get this.
Jessica Muir and Christina Cook were replacing batteries outside the International Space Station today when one of their helmet lights went dark. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.